Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Phyllis Gates grew up on a Montevideo, Minnesota farm. But in 1954, an adventurous spirit sent Phyllis Gates to L.A., where she took a job with a Hollywood agent. One day, in walked one of the agent's clients. Phyllis looked up and up and up to 6'3.5" Rock Hudson, one of the most glamorous stars of the 1950s. A year later, the secretary from Minnesota married the movie star.
Mr. Texas and Giant had such a performance, and he has his lovely lady with us here tonight.
Together, they attended red carpet premieres.
Have you seen the picture yet?
No, I haven't too. I've been waiting, but I've seen it.
Phyllis even packed Rock Hudson off to Montevideo to meet the folks. But despite the picture of domestic bliss, the couple divorced after 3 years.
Hudson died in his sleep at 9 this morning.
Even before Hudson died of AIDS in 1985, people were saying that the marriage had just been a business arrangement. Hudson was gay, which, if discovered in those days, could have been the ruin of his career. But until the day she died in 2006, Phyllis Gates said her relationship to Rock was true love.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, the first radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.